You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
About 40 minutes talking about the DEFCON 1 Cleveland Cavaliers, which I was today's year old when I found out DEFCON 1's real bad.
Yeah, well, there's always 1 and 5 is two different things. People think 5 is the worst. Isn't 1 the worst?
I think that's what we found out thanks to Zach Lowe today.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, this seems like a watch versus a warning thing. It's like one of those things you either know or you don't know.
I think it was more, remember the orange and red and the warning system after 9/11 when we had that? And I was like, I don't know what any of these mean.
I would just always assume red means the worst as you can get.
I don't think it was, but it could have been. I do not remember.
Yeah, why throw curveballs with us there? This should just be as obvious as anyone would think.
Yeah, and it should be, you know, like, head between your tails, kiss your ass goodbye. It should be like so on the nose that dummies like me can figure it out.
Yeah, forget a cowering system. Just be like, you're screwed.
Yep.
You have a chance.
Yep.
You're all right.
Yeah. And you're completely fine, unbothered, go about your life. Like one that's like, you know.
Yeah, one like you're Dylan Gabriel. Well, you're Shedeur Sanders.
Ooh, look at that. That's called a segue, folks.
One's got no chance and one has one.
He can't reach his chance. Of Sumer Sports, Sam Bruckhaus on the Fan Hotline. Join us right now. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you all for having me. Excited to talk on this wonderful Football Friday.
Well, it's great to have you here. We won't ask you about watches and warnings and DEFCONs and whatnot, but I guess we'll start. Our producer, Jake, came in the break and said, I'm just going to keep rhyming. Good God. That he said that all your mentions say the Browns have to draft a quarterback with a first round pick. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Look, here's why they are saying this right now. It's because Shedeur Sanders has about 161 plays. Dylan Gabriel has about 217 plays. I expect that'll even out about this week. But they have almost the exactly same total expected points added, which is an excellent metric to put yards in context, really tell us the impact these players are having. Those are both solidly negative. They have nearly the same passing EPA. They have nearly the same success rate. Shedeur is slightly better. They have nearly the same scramble rate. They have nearly the same sack rate. And those are identity stats. So that's telling us, you know, that the sack rate, scramble rate, that's on the quarterback. You can blame stuff like that on the offensive line from time to time, but that's really telling us how these two players are playing. Their main difference is the average depth of target. Shedeur Sanders is pushing the ball way down the field, but here's why I think they should not draft a quarterback. Typically, what we see with these quarterback cycles in the numbers is that there's a two-year evaluation period of these players. Typically, we see that if a player is going to be good, it takes about 15 to 18 games of play to really understand if they are a good player or not. But once we get there, we have a good idea. Right now, we're not super confident if either of these players have a development ceiling yet, or if they have hit that ceiling, and right now that would mean they're about the 42nd or 43rd best quarterback in the league this season. But when you go to the first pick in the draft, and I've done a ton of research on this. This was my master's thesis. This was a lot of people at the league office have done this research. We are not good at identifying who the best quarterback in the draft is. And better yet, we're not great at identifying if those players are better than the current players we have. And I think given that the Cleveland Browns right now are sitting at a position with about the fourth pick, which could be the potential Dante Moore area, potential Fernando Mendoza area, I think they may be able to pull off a trick like they did this year, feign like they're getting a top prospect, trade back, and probably be able to get a guy who can help their offense. And here's what I'm really going to say. When you really dig deeply into the analytics, Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders are performing about as well as you can expect a day two quarterback to perform. We're going to use Shador Sanders' consensus big board spot just because there was all kind of the hoopla why he ended up dropping. He's probably a true round two guy when it comes down to it. They're performing about average to that level, maybe slightly below average with respect to the team. However, who is not performing average is this wide receiver group. There is not a target earner on this team. There is not any efficient wide receivers on this team. Right now, the best receiver is Harold Fannin, bar none. We've seen Jerry Jeudy start to look slightly better in recent weeks, but I think that capital could be good to rebuild the offensive line, grab a wide receiver so that you can perhaps draft a quarterback the next year or develop Gabriel or Sanders next year.
Okay, you said a lot there. First rebuttal is I understand what it's trying to accomplish. When EPA gives as much value to Dylan Gabriel's week two performance against the Ravens where he threw three passes as it did to Shador Sanders' performance where he had 400 total yards, I'm throwing that out, Sam.
Well, look, basically what it's saying is the true impact on the game. So those three plays were immensely impactful. Now, you are mentioning something great, and it's something that I do want to highlight. You look at EPA, that's technically a team stat. So I know you mentioned Zach Lowe was on. A lot of people in basketball mention offensive rating a ton. That's not necessarily breaking it down to the player level. So it is a team stat. It's not a perfect quarterback stat. However, once you start getting around that 200 play area, it really starts to stabilize, and we can get a sense of how good these players are.
Okay, but I do want to let you know that was a blowout week two against the Ravens, and those three passes, they gave him as much as they gave Shador Sanders in almost 400 total yards. I just think, like, I think there's a lot of stat gymnastics that's happening around, and I think there's a lot of people that aren't necessarily watching and seeing what happened when it was Dylan Gabriel throwing the ball basically nowhere, and then to watch Shador at least be able to move with this offense. But I like that you at least identify the idea that with this offensive line and with this receiving core, it doesn't seem like either quarterback really has much of a chance.
Yeah, I think that's exactly correct. And just one more item on EPA per play. I do think you're highlighting something notable here. And because of that average depth of target for Shador Sanders, he is a little bit more prone to interceptions. And I do think on a play-by-play basis, Shador Sanders is slightly worse than Dylan Gabriel, and that's been highlighted by a bunch of people that have been engaging with some of the data on our website on sumersports.com. And I think that you are a little bit correct. I think there is a little bit of noise there as it pertains to Sanders versus Gabriel, because Sanders is pushing the ball down the field, a little bit more susceptible to technically less painful interceptions, while Gabriel also got a little bit more red zone. Again, as the plays increase, as we get to see 300, 400, 500 snaps for these guys in their careers, that'll start to kind of go away. But like you mentioned, it's tough right now. I think Joel Batonio is having a pretty good year this year, but the wide receiver group, you have to scroll down, and I will note, the analytics are excellent at highlighting which wide receivers are good. It is the easiest to evaluate position using statistics of any position in the National Football League. The wide receivers right now are deep in the hundreds in places like yards per route run. Right now, the highest target share player isn't even a wide receiver. It's Harold Fannin, a mid-round rookie tight end. That is not what you want to see. And when you look at the teams who have excellent wide receivers, excellent two highlights yesterday on Thursday Night Football, Puka Nacua and Jackson Smith and Jigba. Those are guys who can single-handedly win you games. And you have to acquire those guys through the draft. And when you have a guy like that, it boosts a Sam Darnold up from someone who we thought was in a similar position as Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel right now, where it looks like they're a bust. Obviously, he was drafted substantially higher, but looks like they're a bust as a rookie. Then all of a sudden, a couple years later, you get with Justin Jefferson, you get with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, you're able to get it done.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm curious. I know Miles has been kind of an analytics stat darling previous in his career. That was a big part of why he won the Defensive Player of the Year award a couple years back. And one of the critiques from traditional folks is, or football guys is, he's never had a 20-sack year. With three games to go, he doesn't look like he just has a chance to break the sack record, but maybe demolish it and get upwards of 25, 26 sacks. How are you guys looking at the sack record and Miles' performance this year overall?
So I want to delineate a difference in those analytics right there. So when we're trying to predict how great pass rushers are, typically the more predictive metric is something like pressures. However, when we're looking at the descriptive impact you've had on a game, sacks are massive. And you mentioned it, Garrett is having a crazy sack year. Right now, I think there's really only three guys with Micah Parsons going down last week that are really in the competition for the Defense Player of the Year award. We have a system at Sumer Sports where we use artificial intelligence to watch every tenth of a second of a play and compare that play, every tenth of a second of a play, to every single tenth of a second of a play going back to 2016. Right now, Myles Garrett is a certified 10 of 10 player of the year candidate, 99th percentile. There's not enough you could say about him. And there are two other players performing in that level. Aiden Hutchinson is one, and Will Anderson is the other. You bring in that descriptive value that he's built up this year through the numerous sacks and the performance of the defense. I mean, this is a team with virtually no offense, and they've been able to maintain the second-best defense in terms of expected added points added per play and the best success rate defense. That's a Defensive Player of the Year season. I think he's earned it, and he's locked it in the last couple of weeks.
What does your metric say about Mason Graham? Because he's very polarizing around here right now. For being the fifth overall pick, like I think a lot of people expected a lot gaudier numbers, but he's another one of these guys that, like, when you watch, he's disrupting and he's making a lot of plays for other people.
So I think this has been really sneaky, particularly in the last couple weeks. As the early season was going on, we were seeing him kind of play at a rotational level. And I do wonder if the reason why that was because they were kind of moving him in. You had guys like Malik Collins, who was playing really well and continued to play really well until he hasn't played the last couple of weeks. And now we're starting to see Mason Graham settle into the National Football League. He is playing at a quality starter level, basically above the 80th percentile going back to 2016 as we look at it. He's having a really rounding out a really good season here. And I think you look at the players who kind of went above him. Obviously, you could have tried to make a move for Cam Ward. Abdul Carter has had off-the-field issues, has been benched in the first half twice. Travis Hunter, injured. They make the trade back. They end up getting a lot of draft capital forward and maybe getting the best guy other than maybe Will Campbell or some of the other offensive linemen who were drafted slightly behind. I think you really take a look at it, and Mason Graham may be in that kind of class of guys who were considered at the top. He may have performed the best when it's all said and done week 18.
Sam, looking to the NFL playoffs, it's an interesting year. No Mahomes. No Joe Burrow. There's a really good chance we won't, but there's a decent chance we won't have Lamar in there either. So it looks like a great year potentially for Josh Allen to get it, or maybe one of these young quarterbacks. Give us a couple teams you buy in the playoffs this year that are currently in the playoffs, and give us a couple teams maybe you don't buy.
Yeah, so something you always want to look at with regards to this is point differential. It's an immensely predictive stat about the true team strength. And frankly, it's kind of funny that the Chiefs aren't going to make it, because the Chiefs are actually pretty good at this statistic. They've caught a couple bad breaks, and that's how the NFL season goes. But last year, that's why we didn't think they were as good as the Eagles, because they were just kind of skating by in these games. Moreover, you want to look at the core build of the team. How many blue chip players do they have on their team? We grade that by our Sumer Score metric. So a couple of teams I really buy. The Patriots. The Patriots have Drake May, who is performing at an MVP level. I think if he can keep it up for another 2 or 3 weeks, he would probably get my vote if I had one. And then their offensive line, even though Will Campbell is now out, has played extremely well. In particular, I want to highlight Mike Okwuegbunam, who has moved from the tackle spot to the guard spot, played really well. And Morgan Moses, who has been brought through free agency, is now playing that right tackle spot. He's playing really well. And their secondary is playing very well. In addition, Jalen Hawkins, Christian Gonzalez, a lot of talent across that defense as well. I buy the Patriots. I don't know if I buy the Broncos yet. We'll see in the next couple of weeks if they can pull out some really core games and win by a lot. But they just have been skating by. They've been winning very, very close games. And yes, they have an all-pro level defense. I don't know if I buy Bo Nix yet. You look at the NFC, I think that's where the real power players are. I don't know what to take away from that Rams-Seahawks game we saw yesterday, other than that there's a true weakness on this Rams team that we did not see before, and that's the special teams unit. Special teams absolutely murdered them in the game, and it wasn't just the big return from Rashid Shaheed. It was the kickoff time after time after time, not being able to handle kickoffs and just kicking it through the back of the end zone, giving people great field position at the 35. That's how the Seahawks were able to crawl back into that game. But I think it's a clear two there. It's the Seahawks who are beating the crap out of people, primarily behind their defense. I do really question if their running game is any good. They had one explosive run yesterday, but they haven't been able to do it, and that's a team that runs a lot. So I do think the Rams, despite the loss, probably are still the premier team for the Super Bowl right now. They have all pro level players all over the field, whether you're talking about Stafford, Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua. Some of those tight ends are starting to play well. Nate Landman at the linebacker position. Verse, Young, Kitchens. You keep running down the list. There's a lot of great players on that team. So I really believe in the Rams. I still have a grain of salt, even after the victory yesterday, about the Seahawks long term, but I think they're quality in there. And then I think the Patriots are another team, along with the Bills, who have the former MVP Josh Allen. Those are the four teams you should probably like. Maybe take a chill pill on the Broncos a little bit, despite all the wins.
Sam, you mentioned the Bills. Bills are taking on the Browns this weekend. All right, so you do like them. I'm skeptical of that defense overall. Should I be giving them more credit than I am?
No, I don't think so. And this is a true and sheer bet on Josh Allen, who we've seen be able to get it done time and time again. They've won a lot of games, and they can play in cold weather. That being said, the Bills do typically have good edge pressure, and I think that is what kind of separates them from some of the more middling defenses. But I have a true question marks about that defense. The problem is I've had those question marks for going on 3 years now, and it just doesn't seem to matter because Joe Brady and the offense pull together a power run game with an excellent offensive line, probably a top five, top six offensive line in the league. And then you got the big equalizer, Josh Allen, who can control a game, play fast, play slow, play with his legs, play with his arms, come back, play ahead. And so it's really a true bet on Josh Allen. I have the same question marks that you do as the about the defense.
Sam, great stuff as always, buddy. You knocked it out of the park here, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you so much.
Sam Bruckhaus there, Sumer Sports. If you haven't caught Sam's work, does a great job, always willing to do like a back and forth like we had there on the EPA. Good dude to boot there. Sam joining us on the Fan Hotline. We will react to what he had to say, and we do have to get into how much say a rookie should have, especially one that isn't that proven, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.